from the grime and disgust and worn-out mattress I was apparently sleeping on, and grabbed a hold of my throbbing skull as if it would magically make the discomfort disappear. The smell of piss, shit, and God knows what else assaulted my senses. Filth everywhere. Walls covered in graffiti decorated every corner of the piece-of-shit building. Piles of trash, infested rats and ghost-like junkies who appeared dead, lay dormant around me. What the fuck? I was Cash motherfucking McGraw, waking up with drug addicts like I was one of them. The last thing I remembered was feeling no pain, exactly the way I wanted. If only I could feel the same way all the time. Maybe then I wouldn't find myself in circumstances like these, wishing I'd used better judgment. God damn it. I needed to get back to the tour bus, to my bandmates, to Journey, my June. I stood, stumbling to find my footing to remain upright. I was dizzy, tired, fucking restless to the bone. Every sentiment hit me tenfold and blinded the hell out of me. What did you do, Cash? What the fuck did you do? My sunken eyes wandered down to where I was laying, taking in the pipe and needle on the dingy floor. Oh God, please no. Instantly I rolled up the sleeves of my hoodie, desperately searching for the track marks on my arms, breathing out a huge sigh of relief when I saw no such thing existed. I threw off my shoes next to check my toes. Nothing. I didn't stop there. I inspected every inch of my body where I could have possibly shot up, coming up clean. Thank fuck. I was known to be careless, but the last thing I wanted was to share needles with these fuckers, especially now that Journey was in my care. I made a mental note to get tested anyway, for her. With one foot in front of the other, I walked out of this hellhole, tossing a few hundreds to the woman who was alone.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, thank you. You're an angel.
I'm no such thing, I replied to her. Don't spend it all on drugs. Get yourself some fucking food. She narrowed her eyes at me.
Are you Cash Mc...
No. Throwing the hood over my head, I quickly left. Flying out of there faster than a bat out of hell, I called Beck from my cell phone.
Where the fuck are you?
He answered in a sharp tone. Not a fucking clue.
Vince is going to fucking murder you,
he roared, referring to our manager. Vince can suck my dick.
Yeah, Tony's going to love that,
he added, talking about the CEO of our record label. They work for us, Beck, not the other way around.
Jude, how the fuck do I use my phone to find him again?
Shh, you're gonna wake up Junie.
Oi, she's what you're worried about, you prick.
Beck, I mean it. Shut the fuck up.
She went to sleep like 3 hours ago. Trust me, mate, I'm not going to wake her. She was waiting up for your arse, but I made her go to bed.
She was? My unsteady hands tugged the hair away from my face, holding it behind my head. She pissed?
No, you wanker. She's fucking thrilled, shitting rainbows and skittles, loves the fact that you ran away and now we can't find you.
Found him. Jude interjected. Why the fuck are you there? Don't ask. Just get here. I hung up, slipping my phone into my pocket to tend to my splitting headache. Taking the seat on the curb, I lit up a cigarette and waited, feeling as if I'd spent my whole life doing just that. With my face tucked between my knees, I sat there for I didn't know how long, contemplating if this was what death felt like, until I heard the engine of our tour bus approaching, silently praying Journey wasn't awake yet. It pulled up right in front of me with the door already open. Ronnie, our driver, knew better than to say something to me as I stepped on. Not now, I demanded when I saw my bandmates eyeing me up and down. We got a show tonight, Sticks reminded. I nodded, making my way toward my room before they could say anything else. I'd deal with them later. Right now, all I wanted was a fucking shower. My grasp trembled as I opened the door as quietly as possible, being extra careful not to wake Journey. Softly shutting it behind me, I turned to take in the beauty between my sheets. There she was, curled up in my bed, sound asleep. Her blonde hair fanned out over the pillows. The lull of her breath was music to my ears, a rhythm I could write lyrics to. A sliver of light reflected across her beautiful face, accentuating her perfect pouty lips I admired from afar.